Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹, 大家晚安。
Once again, I'm so blessed and so thankful to be able to join together with you all in worship.
感谢神让我这个机会跟大家一起聚会。
Before I begin, I would like to say that any message that I give this evening, any testimonies that I may share, is to give glory to God and no one else.
在我开始证道前，我想跟大家讲说，我所做一切见证都是要荣耀神的名。
Let us turn to Scripture for study this evening, James chapter 5.
请翻开雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
Verses 13 through 16.
十三节到十六节。 你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。十五节，出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。十六节，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
In our life as a Christian and in our service to the Lord and to the brothers and sisters, we are often called upon to offer up a prayer for healing for the sick or for those who are weak in faith.
在我们做基督徒的生活当中，或者是我们在服侍教会、服侍信徒里，我们常常会有机会。 为别人的病痛或是软弱来代求，来代祷。
In this passage, Paul tells us that in verse 15, that the prayer of faith will save the sick.
在这里15节，保罗跟我们讲说，有信心的祷告要救会救那病人。
If we are to expect God to heal us or our loved ones,
如果我们期待说神会拯救我们或是救我们所爱的人,
then we must offer up an effective and fervent prayer to Him.
那我们就要献出有功效、有迫切的祷告。
Several years ago, I heard one of our ministers say that the faith of a believer will always go through peaks and valleys.
几年前我听见一位长职这么说，我们信仰都会有起伏高低的。
It will be strong at times and weak at other times.
有时候会坚强，有时候会软弱。
And I began to ponder about this statement.
那我那时候就在想他所说的这句话。
And I asked myself, is this really true for all believers?
我想说，这他所说的话是否适用于每一个人、每个信徒呢？
Does it really have to be this way?
是否每个人都是这样子呢？
Of course, when we look in the Old Testament, we see that it wasn't true for Daniel and his three friends.
当然，如果我们看旧约的时候，这个例子并不适用于但以理跟他三个朋友。
They faced great threats of persecution and suffering at the hands of the wicked.
他们面对从这个邪恶者来的逼迫跟挑战。
But yet they managed to hold fast to their faith and their strong conviction.
但是他们能坚持他们所信的笃信不疑。
And as a result, God saved them and even elevated their status among men.
结果那神不止拯救了他们，也提升他们的地位。
And if we think about Joseph,
如果我们再想想看约瑟,
he was despised by his brothers.
他被他的弟兄们所憎恶。
Sold into slavery.
他被卖到做奴隶。
Falsely accused by Potiphar's wife.
又被那波提法的太太诬告。
He's thrown into prison.
被丢进监狱里。
And for 13 years remained there.
所以13年都被关在里面。
But still his faith continued to climb.
但是他的信仰还是继续的提升。
And if we go to the New Testament,
那我们再看回来新约里。
And we think about the Apostle Paul,
我们看到保罗。
And we study about how many times he was stoned.
我们看到说他多少次被石头打,
how much persecution he went through,
面临多少的逼迫,
shipwrecked three times,
船罹难三次,
thrown into prison,
被丢进监狱里,
even bitten by a poisonous snake,
甚至被毒蛇咬,
and we know that Paul had a thorn in his side, some sort of ailment that God did not cure.
我们也知道, 保罗本身身上有一只刺, 就是神给他一个病痛,
but Paul's faith never wavered.
但是,
So to be a prayerful warrior, we must be affectionate, we must be caring towards one another.
做一个祷告的勇士战士，我们祷告要有热忱，要有感情。
We must be loving and kind and unselfish and fervent in the spirit.
我们要有 有爱心，要有怜悯心，要诚恳。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
请翻开罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12, verses 9 through 16.
罗马书十二章第九节。
Romans 12, verse 9 through 16.
九节到十六节，十二章九节到十六节。第九节，爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。十一节，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切，圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。十四节，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅。十五节，与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭，要彼此同心，不要志气高大，倒要辅救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。十七节，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。十八节，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。十九节，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说伸冤在我，我必报应你。
A few years ago, I was in Taiwan attending the World Delegates Conference.
几年前我在台湾参加世界代表大会。
And it was shortly after the passing of Elder Yang.
那是杨长老过世不久的事。
And they were holding a memorial service for him.
那他们为了他举开一个纪念的会聚会。
And I heard as Elder upon elder came to the pulpit to share testimonies about Elder Yang.
那我记得很多的长执都上台来见证分享他们记得杨长老的风范。
I always thought I was a loving person until I heard some of these testimonies.
我一直认为我本身是一个很有爱心的人，直到我听到他们所做的见证。
And I came to realize how small my love is.
那我才真正了解说我的爱是多么的小。
And how much more I need to work on improving my kindness.
我要如何的来在我的温和跟爱心上如何的下功夫。
There was one elder to share the testimony that one time he and Elder Yang had gotten into an argument in the Taiwan GA building.
有一个长老这么见证，他说他有一次在总会的建筑物在跟杨长老起了一些争议。
And this elder was very angry with Elder Yang.
那这位长老很生气。
And he was doing most of the talking.
他大部分都是他在讲话。
And apparently it was so loud that even the secretaries and the TTP students were sticking their head out the door to see what was going on.
那这位长老讲得很大声，甚至周围的秘书跟神学生都可以听到。
And Elder Yang just stood there listening.
那杨长老只是站在那边静静的听。
And after he was finished, he said, "Are you finished speaking to me?"
然后等着这位长老讲完以后，他问说：“那你是否讲完了呢？”
And then he took him by the hand.
他就拉着他的手。
And led him into the chapel to pray.
然后拉着他手进入会堂里面一起祷告。
This is the kind of love that we all should have, isn't it?
这难道不是我们都应该有的爱吗
？The kindness that we should have.
这是我们应该有的温和。
If we desire to truly serve the Lord.
如果我们真的想要有效来服侍神的话，
We need to be patient in tribulation.
我们要在面临逼迫的时候要有耐心。
And steadfast in prayer.
然后要持续在祷告上要持续。
Being of the same mind towards one another.
与同工要同心。
And we should rejoice with those who are rejoicing.
然后与信徒要同乐 同喜乐。
And weep with those who weep.
那与那些软弱的要一起软弱一起同哭。
There was several years ago, there was a sister in Miami.
有几年前有一位姐妹在迈阿密。
Who was pregnant.
她怀孕。
And she had a very difficult pregnancy.
这怀孕这当中很困难。
She called my wife one day and she was in tears and she said she was on her way by ambulance into the hospital.
有一天他打电话给我太太，那时候他正要开坐这个救护车去医院。
Because she began to bleed very heavily.
因为她开始流血。
And yet she was not completely full term in her pregnancy.
但是她这个怀孕还没有到期。
And so she was very afraid.
所以她非常害怕。
Because she had lost the child before.
因为她以前也就是流产过。
And so my wife volunteered. She said, "Do you want me to take the next plane? I will come down there to stay with you."
所以我的太太就这么说，那你是不是要我可以来搭下一班的飞机来陪你。
And she said, "No, just pray for me."
她说不用，就是为我祷告。
Because she knew that my wife is a very strong prayer warrior.
因为她知道说我的太太是一个这个可以说是一个祷告的战士。
I had been at work when she had gotten this phone call, so I didn't know what was going on when I came home.
所以我太太接到这通电话的时候，我在上班工作，所以我也不知道。
So I walk in the house and my wife is kneeling down praying.
所以当我走进房子的时候，我看见我太太跪着祷告。
And it's not unusual to see my wife pray.
看见我太太祷告其实不见怪的事。
But there was something different about this prayer.
但是我可以感受到这个祷告有点不一样。
She was shedding many tears.
她正在流泪。
And so I felt, oh, even though as tired as I am, I better kneel down to pray.
虽然我那时候觉得很累，但是我看到，我想说，我还是要跪着跟他一起祷告。
I didn't know what I was praying for.
我并不知道我应该要为什么祷告。
But I knew I better pray.
但是我知道说我应该跪下来祷告。
So I just prayed, God, listen to my wife's prayer.
所以我就跪下来祷告，那神听了我太太祷告。
So I prayed about 20 minutes.
所以我祷告了二十分钟。
我肚子饿。I was hungry.
我就觉得肚子饿。
So I decided I would go fix something to eat.
所以我决定说去弄一些东西来吃。
So my wife continued to pray.
我太太继续的祷告。
Another 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
二十分钟过去了，三十分钟过去了。
So after I finished my meal, I kneeled down to pray again.
所以等我吃完饭以后，我又跪下来陪着她祷告。
I prayed about another 20 to 30 minutes.
我祷告差不多有二十到三十分钟。
Oh, I'm so tired. I just finished work all day. So I decided to get up and go take a shower.
我觉得很累啊，才工作完又祷告，所以我决定起来冲个澡。
After I finished the shower, my wife is still praying.
冲完澡以后，我看到我太太还在祷告。
So by then, my children were home. I said, "Go pray with mom."
所以那时候我孩子回来，我说跟妈妈一起祷告。
What are we praying for?
孩子问说我们在祷告什么
？I don't know.
就我不知道。
Just pray for, that God will hear her prayer.
我们就祷告说神会听她的祷告。
So they knelt down to pray for about 20, 30 minutes, which was long for them.
所以他们就跪下来祷告差不多二十到三十分钟，那是对他们来说是蛮久的。
And I walked by and they said, "Dad, we're so tired."
那我走过去，那他们就说，哦，好累哦。
So they decided to go to sleep.
所以那决定就要去睡觉了。
So I knelt down again to pray again.
所以我和我跪下来祷告。
But I was too tired. Maybe only this time, maybe 5 minutes.
但是我实在是太累了，差不多过分钟以后。
Then my wife stopped praying.
我太太就停了。
I said, "Oh, thank God."
我说感谢神。
He heard your prayer.
他听了你的祷告。
But then she only got a drink of water. She went back to pray again.
他只是停了去喝一杯水，然后又继续祷告。
So I went to sleep.
所以我就去睡了。
But every 30, 40 minutes, I keep hearing her praying still.
但是三十分钟、四十分钟。这样一直过去，我还是听见他在祷告。
I feel so guilty.
我觉得很内疚。
But I had no energy.
但是我实在是没有体力。
To make a long story short, my wife prayed for over 24 hours.
所以简单的说，我太太祷告将近了24小时。
Fasting and prayer for this sister.
为这位姐妹禁食祷告。
And almost to the hour when she finally, when that sister had called her, she got another phone call from the sister saying the bleeding had stopped. The doctor said she was going to be fine.
所以直到从她开始祷告到过24小时后，那姐妹又祷告来说她医生看了以后，看她说应该是没有什么问题，已经没有流血了。
This is love.
这就是爱。
This is a person willing to sacrifice their own comfort for others.
这是人愿意牺牲他们自己舒服，愿意牺牲他们肉体的舒服来为别人来做事。为别人牺牲。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15.
请翻开出埃及记。
Exodus 15 verse 2.
出埃及记十五章第二节。十五章第二节，耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救，这是我的神，我要赞美他。 是我父亲的神，我要遵从他。耶和华是战士，他的名是耶和华。
To maintain our strength to run the race.
如果要维持我们力量，要跑这个比赛的话。
To maintain the love that we had at the beginning.
要长存，说我们从开始就有了这个爱的话。
To maintain the love for our brothers and sisters.
要长存这个我们对弟兄姐妹这个爱心的话。
To maintain the power of the Holy Spirit.
要保持说神圣灵给我们这个力量。
And to maintain our status as an effective, fervent prayer warrior.
要保持说我们能成为一个能祷告有功效的一个战士。
We must continually seek after His face.
我们要常常的继续不断的来求见神的面。
Seek after His strength.
来求神的力量。
Seek after His power.
求神的能力。
Seek after His grace.
求神的恩典。
And seek after His mercy in prayer.
求神他的怜悯在祷告里面这样继续追求。
Before I became a Christian in the TJC, I was, for many years, I was in the United States Air Force.
在我成为我们真耶稣教会信徒前，我是在美国空军服役的。
And I was stationed in Okinawa, Japan.
那我那时候我是在日本。
And my oldest son at that time was 7 years old.
那我最大的儿子那时候是七岁。
And my son, one day came to me, he was complaining of a stomach ache.
有一天我大儿子来跟我抱怨说他的肚子痛。
And so I took him to the military hospital.
是我带了他到他那个医院去。
And as the doctor was examining him, he was less concerned about his stomach ailment than he was concerned about something else.
当他看他的时候，诊断他的时候，对他肚子痛倒是没有那么的注意。
He said, "I want you to notice something."
我发觉到一些事情。
He said, "You see, your son's chest is protruding. It's coming to a point."
他说你有看到说你儿子的这个胸腔是有一点凸出来。
He said, "Something's not right here."
他说这看起来是不太对劲的。
So they took some X-rays.
所以他们就照了一些X 光片。
And then he came to me and he showed me the X-rays.
所以他来跟我讲，然后拿 X 光给我看。
And my son was diagnosed with what's known as scoliosis.
所以他诊断说有这个脊椎歪曲。
Which is a curvature of the spine.
就是我这个脊椎后面有一点歪曲。
So the only treatment for that would be to send him to Japan to Tokyo to be fitted with a back brace from the neck down to just below his hips.
所以在那时候呢，医生跟我讲，唯一的治疗方法就是把他送去日本，然后带一个带子能从这脖子到背后面整边，然后固定他整个的身体。
In those days, we didn't have the lightweight material that we have today. It was the heavy iron braces.
所以因为那时候没有像我们今天这么先进，有这种轻的东西，然后又有坚固的东西。那时候要带的时候是用铁做的。
This brace would weigh about 45 pounds.
所以这个铁的。背带要差不多将近有40磅重。
My son only weighed 45 pounds.
那我孩子只有45磅。
And he would have to wear it until he was about anywhere between 18 to 21 years of age.
所以他要持续不断的带着这个，直到他18到20岁。
So of course, naturally, as a father and a parent, I was very heartbroken.
所以作为一个父亲的我，当然是听得非常的心痛。
But my wife said something to me at that time, which I didn't fully grasp.
但是那时候我太太这么对我讲，我那时候并不了解。
She said, "Don't worry, God will heal him."
她说不要担心，神会拯救他的。
And she contacted her parents in Taiwan.
所以她就打电话给她在台湾的父母亲。
And she herself began to fast and pray.
然后她自己开始禁食祷告。
She fasted 2 meals a day.
他每天进食两餐
，for 6 weeks，
这继续不断6个礼拜
，praying for our son，
为了我们的大儿子祷告
，and so we went back to the clinic to take some more X-rays and to prepare the paperwork to do an air evacuation to Tokyo。
所以我们又到军地的这个医院，然后准备一些这个。填了一些表格，然后准备要到日本东京。
So the doctor took him in to take the X-rays.
所以这个医生又带他进去，又照了 X 光。
And he, my son comes out, and I could see the doctor in his office looking at the X-rays.
所以我儿子就出来，然后可以看见说这个医生坐在他的办公室里面看着这个 X 光片。
And then he comes to us and he said, "I want to take him in and get some more X-rays."
他进出来跟我说，我想要把他带进去再照多照一些 X 光。
So then later I see our doctor and then another doctor come into the office and they're all looking at the X-rays.
所以不久之后我又看到另外一个医生 又有另外几个医生都进来在看这个 X 光片。
And then a third one came in.
然后第三个也来。
And then all three came to the office.
然后这三个都来到这个办公室。
And they said, "We don't know what to tell you."
他们一起说我不知道怎么跟你说。
So they showed us again the X-rays they had taken 6 weeks earlier.
所以他第一先把这个 X 光片，这个六个礼拜前照 X 光片给我看。
And they showed us the sets of X-rays they had taken that day.
然后他又把那一天所照 X 光片再给我看两个比较。
And the first set we could see very clearly the curvature of the spine.
那第一个 X 光片我会看到说这个脊椎歪曲有这种斜斜歪曲。
And these other X-rays they taken that day, the spine was completely straight.
但是这个第二个 X 光片就是那当天照的，这个可以看出说这脊椎都直直的。
His chest had gone back to normal.
啊，他这个胸腔也已经很正常。
And so the doctor said, "We don't know what to tell you."
说医生说我们不知道要跟你怎么说。
We don't understand how this happened.
我们也不知道说这怎么可能有发生呢。
And by this time, my wife was jumping up and down.
啊，在那时候我太太已经又叫又跳。
She was crying. She was shouting, "Hallelujah!"
他在流着眼泪说哈利路亚。
She said, "God healed him."
他说神救了他，医治了他。
That's all she kept saying, "God healed him." She said, "Why, Lord, why do we deserve this?"
他只一直说神救了他，神救了他。
Why do you love us so much?
你们神怎么这么爱我们呢？
And the doctor said, "That's the only answer."
那医生说那只有唯一的答案。
So we have to learn what Daniel and his three friends learned to do.
所以我们要学习说但以理跟他的三个朋友所做的。
And this is something that I think my wife has also learned to do.
那我想这个也是我太太已经学习如何做的。
And that is to separate our emotions from our faith.
也就是说把我们的感情跟我们的这个信仰要分开。
Oftentimes we confuse our faith for our emotions.
有时候我们把这个信仰跟我们的感情混合在一起。
If we are angry or we are hurt, we say, "Oh, my faith is so weak."
有时候我们生气或是我们受伤，那我们说我们的信仰是软弱的。
It's not that your faith is weak; it's just that you are angry and you are hurt.
并不是说你信仰软弱，只是说你刚好生气或是你受伤。
Joseph learned to do this.
约瑟学习如何这么做。
He learned to separate his emotions from his faith.
约赫学习如何把他的情绪跟那个他的信仰分开。
Do you think he was happy that they were going to throw him into prison?
你想说当他发现说他被丢进监狱的时候，他是高兴的吗
？It's all great. I'm going to be spending 13 years in prison.
你想说他说啊，太好了，我要在13年都要花在监狱里。
Of course not.
当然不是。
He was probably sad and depressed.
我相信他是很悲哀的，很难过的。
But he took it to the Lord in prayer.
但是他向神祷告。
And this is what we can do.
那这是我们可以做的。
Because when Joseph did this, God lifted him from the prison to the palace.
所以当约瑟这么做的时候，神把他从监狱里面提升到王宫里。
And made him great among men.
让他在人当中成为高乎众人之上。
And I think this is something that my wife has learned to do.
我相信说，我可以知道说，这个是我太太学习到这个。
Those of you that know her，
你们说认识我太太的。
You know that she's a very emotional person。
你们也知道她是一个很情绪化的人。
I know that more than anybody。
我特别我是更清楚了。
She gets angry very easily。
她很容易就发怒。
She is very sensitive。
她非常的敏感。
It's easy for her to get hurt。
她也很容易受伤。
To get frustrated。
或者很容易就受委屈。
But every time she takes it to the Lord in prayer.
但是每一次她就是到神面前来祷告。
Her faith continues to climb.
然后她的信仰继续的提升。
This is something I'm still trying to learn to do.
这是我还在学习做要学习的。
No doubt our emotions will be all over the place.
我们的情绪一定是都有起伏的。
We will be sad. We will be depressed.
我们会伤心的，我们会失望的。
We will be frustrated. We will be angry.
我们有时候会生气，有时候是发怒的。
We will be lonely. We will be confused.
有时候我们是寂寞的，有时候我们是混淆的。
You name the emotion, we will go through it.
不管任何哪一种情绪，我们都会经历。
But we need to remember that these are all emotions that we can control if we give them to God in prayer.
但是我们要知道说，不论什么样的情绪。我们都能控制住，只要我们要向神祷告。
Are you angry?
你是否生气呢
？That's okay.
没有关系。
But take it your anger to the Lord in prayer.
把你的怒气拿到神面前祷告。
If you get frustrated, confused, take it to the Lord in prayer.
如果你有不了解的地方，甚至混淆的地方，到神面前祷告。
Because only God can turn our depression into happiness.
只有神让我们在发怒、失望当中让我们的情绪成为喜乐。
Can turn our sadness into joy.
让我们悲伤成为喜乐。
Can turn our frustrations into patience.
让我们在哀痛的时候，或是不如意的时候，让我们成为高兴。
And our anger into peace.
让我们发怒的时候，让我们平静下来。
And all of our fears, He can turn to comfort and assurance.
所以让我们有恐惧的时候，让我们能觉得很平安。
One time I was taking a flight from Philadelphia to return back to Tampa.
有一次我从费城飞回到Tampa.
It was in the winter time.
那是冬天的时候。
As the plane was taking off from Philadelphia to go to Cincinnati, and then Cincinnati to Tampa.
那班机是我搭的，是从费城飞到 Cincinnati， 然后再到。Tampa.
And I was sitting on the aisle seat.
我是坐在走道位置上面。
And we were sitting right over the wings.
那正好坐在这个机翼的那一侧。
And there was a gentleman sitting next to me and a woman next to him.
那有一个人坐在旁边，他旁边有一个妇女。
And as the plane was taxiing and getting ready to take off, I just had a feeling something didn't sound right with the aircraft. Having been in the Air Force, I pay attention to noises.
所以这个飞机正要在跑道上要起飞的时候，我听到这个声音，我觉得说有一点不太对劲。特别是我已经在空军服务那么久，我对这个声音非常的敏感。
So the plane takes off, and the weather is quite cold. It's snowing and it's windy.
所以飞机就起飞了，然后那天天气刚好是在下雪，很冷。
And suddenly, there was a very loud.Bang! Explosion.
所以突然起飞上天空不久之后，我听到一个爆炸的声音。
And the power went out, and it was almost like a huge ball of fire went from the right wing tip. It seemed like it went through the aircraft to the left wing tip, but there was no fire. It was just a bright light that went from one end to the other.
突然可以看到说，这个整个机舱里面都没有电了。那你可以看到一个光从右侧的这个机翼到左侧机翼就很闪过去。
Of course, at that moment when we lost all power, even they always tell you that those little lights on the walkway would light up in case of emergency, didn't happen.
所以当然，他们常常跟我们讲说，当有紧急事故的时候，这个总是有一个这个紧急事故的这个指示灯哈，在那时候所有的动力都没有，连那个指示灯也都没有。
It was pitch black.
那时候是整个都是黑的。
And when it first happened, everybody screamed.
所以当那发生的时候，每个人都在尖叫。
Including me.
包括我在内。
And my first thought, and I apologized, I don't know how many times I've apologized to my wife for this, but my first thought was not about my wife.
那我那个第一个念头，我已经不知道跟我太太向她道歉几次，但是我第一个念头并不是想到我太太。
It was not about my children.
也不是我的孩子。
My first thought was, why me?
我第一个念头就是说，为什么是我？
What is it going to feel like?
那我的感觉是怎么样呢？
Am I going to die?
我是否会死？
Is it going to be quick or is it going to be suffering?
我是否会死得很快呢？还是会很
受很多的苦？ All these thoughts going through very quickly.
这些很多的事情在我念头闪过。
As the plane is continuing to drop.
在那我在想这些事情当中，这个飞机还继续下降，可以感觉到这个失去重力了。
But then I suddenly,
那突然
，I said I can't have these kind of thoughts.
我突然觉得说我不能有这些念头。
And in my mind, well, actually out loud, I started to pray in the spirit and speak in tongue.
所以我在心里面开始祷告，用灵里面祷告。
And the guy next to me is yelling to me to shut up.
然后一个那个坐在我旁边人叫我说，叫我住嘴。
And so when I heard him say that, then suddenly a hymn came to mind. It's not one of the hymns in our hymn book, but it is a very popular or well-known hymn.
当他这么说的时候，在我祷告当中的时候，突然有首诗进入我脑海当中。这个不是我们平常所唱的，而是一个大家我也很熟悉的这一个赞美诗。
It's called "Precious Lord, Take My Hand."
这个叫做宝贵的主，求你吸我的手。
Lead me on, let me stand.
带领我，让我站立起来。
And so I began to sing, you know, in my mind, I'm singing this hymn.
所以在我的脑海当中，我就开始唱这首诗。
And I feel a peace come over me.
我就觉得有种平安涌在我心里面。
And then suddenly, we feel the power comes back on, and the lights start to come back on, and we feel the plane start to rise.
突然间，这个电又回来了，这个动力飞机的动力回来了，然后灯也亮了，我们飞机又开始起身了。
And of course, everybody's cheering.
当然每个人都在欢呼。
And I was just continuing to give thanks to God.
那我呢是继续的感谢神。
But very quickly,
但是很快的。
I look at the people sitting next to me, and they're still just having a conversation. They're not talking about what had just happened. They're just picked up where they left off.
所以突然这些人并不是在他们就继续讲话，但是并不是讲说刚才发生的事，而是讲说他们在还没发生前在讲的事情。
And the guy across the aisle, he just opens up his newspaper and just starts reading.
那在左边这边的一个人就打开杂志里面开始翻阅。
And I thought, is it just me or is everybody else crazy? Because we just nearly crashed.
我在想说，是我还是每个人都疯了？因为我们才差一点，这个飞机要坠机。
But then we saw one of the co-pilot walking down the aisle with the flight attendant.
那当我们刚好看到这个副机长从这个机长室出来，跟一个那个空中小姐走过来。
And the one guy reaches out and grabs the co-pilot and he said, "What happened?"
那有一个人就抓着这个副机长的手说，发生了什么事
？He said, "Oh, that's something that we call static discharge."
我们说这个叫静电的这个discharge.
He says it's like when you take your clothes out of the dryer.
就好像你把你衣服从这个烘干机拿出来一样。
You get that static electricity.
那个静电会发生会发生静电摩擦，发生静电。
Now I started trying to think back through the years if I had ever heard that term in the military, static discharge.
所以我就开始想说，在我空军服务这么多年，有没有听过这个叫做这个静电摩擦所产生的反应
？And I hadn't heard that before.
我不记得说我听过这句话。
But we did. We had lost power to one engine, so we are having to fly at lower altitude into Cincinnati with one engine.
所以，因为我们已经失去一个引擎的动力，所以我们就很低空的在飞行，飞到那个Cincinnati。
And the weather coming into Cincinnati was worse than when we left Philadelphia.
所以 Cincinnati 的空气天气比在费城的天气更糟。
So it was what we call a white knuckle ride because you were holding on so tight your knuckles turned white.
那时候可以感受到说我们那抓那个飞机在路上我们都是抓得很紧。那我们的关节都已经变成白色一样。
So we're bouncing, going like this, and we finally land into Cincinnati.
所以我们在这个飞机这样一直在跳动，直到说我们在 Cincinnati 降机。
Everybody's cheering.
每个人都很欢呼。
But then the plane started sliding sideways down the icy runway.
那突然在那时候，这个飞机又好像失去这个它开始在滑在跑道上滑动。
The cheers turned to screams again.
这个欢呼又变成尖叫声。
And then we finally hit dry concrete and taxied right to where we needed to be.
直到说我们这个飞机达到这个水泥地上，我们才没有再滑动。
I truly believe that during that instance,
我真的很相信说那时候所发生的事。
That God was with me.
那我真的相信说神是跟我同在的。
As I said the other night, sometimes people ask.The members asking how I've managed to stay in the TJC as long as I have.
我还在记得说，有信徒常常问我说，我怎么又会留在这个我们这个真耶稣教会留到27年这么久呢
？When so many other Caucasians and Hispanics and African Americans have left the church, why is Saul got still here.
有很多不是亚洲人的，像是西班牙裔的、白裔的，很多外裔的信徒都已经离开教会了。为什么这个 Brother Soga 还会在这里呢
？Because God is in this church.
因为神在这个教会。
My faith has been strengthened through him.
因为我的信仰靠着他坚定下来。
You know, there are many burdens that we will face individually.
我们每一个人都会面对很多的生活上的重担。
Even as a church.
甚至在教会里面也会很多重担。
And now even as a country.
或是一个国家。
We may be facing financial burdens.
我们也许面对着这个经济上的重担。
Family problems.
家庭上的重担。
Difficulties in school.
或是学校上的问题。
Difficulties in career or in business.
或是我们在工作上岗位的问题。
Maybe even severe health problems.
甚至我们身体上的健康。
In Tampa, Irvine at some time or another may go through the same situation as Tampa. We go through a slow growth period.
也许我们Irvine教会也许会像 Tampa 一样经历过我们现在所谓的这个很缓慢的成长。
In the early years, Tampa grew very quickly.
在起初的时候，这个 Tampa 教会成长得非常快。
We were so excited, we purchased a church.
我们很高兴，我们兴奋，我们买了个教会。
And then within 3 years' time, 28 members move away.
但是在三年内，28个信徒离开这个教会搬走。
Some of you are here.
有些你们在这边。
So initially we are very discouraged.
所以刚开始我们是非常的失望。
He said, Lord, what's going on?
我们会觉得说，神啊，怎么会发生这些事呢？
Have you left us?
你是不是离开我了吗？
But then when I look at those 28 members,
但是当我看到那些28个信徒
and I see where they are now,
我看到他们所在的现在
所在地 and how actively involved they are in the church,
那他们如何在他们各地所属的教会如何在帮助圣工
and how much they love their church,
他们如何爱他们各地的教会
and some even went to remote areas where there were no church and now there's houses of prayer because of that.
那甚至有些到没有教会的地方，那也因为他们开始有这个聚会所。
So we can see the silver line in the dark cloud, the silver lining in the dark cloud.
所以我们看这个灰色天空有一个亮地方出现。
So regardless of the situation that we are in,
所以不论我们在处在任何的情况下
，we need to look and see what God is doing.
我们必须要看着神，看神要做什么。
He is pushing us to our knees.
他是帮推着我们
，telling us to give our burdens to him，
要我们把我们的重担交给他。
However, we should not only come to God when we are in time of need。
但是我们不只是说当我们有需要的时候才来到神的面前。
The God on the mountain is still the same God in the valley。
在高山上的神跟深地的神是一样的。
We should always come to him because of his deep love for what he has done for us and what we want to and we want to share our love for him。
我们来到面前，不是说为了想要得到他的爱，而是我们要分享我们所有的。
When I was in the Air Force station in Taiwan,
当我还在空军在台湾的时候
，I was stationed at I spent 9 months in Shulinko and 9 months in Tainan.
我那时候在被分派到台湾，在九个月在林口，然后九个月在台南。
This is many moons ago, 1968, 1969.
这是1968-1969年的时候。
And suddenly, when I was in Tainan, I started having difficulties with my stomach. I was vomiting blood.
所以我记得我在台南的时候，突然说我这个胃不舒服，那我开始在呕吐，结果有血出来。
And so I went to the doctor.
所以我就见医生。
And my wife and I were engaged at that time.
那我太太跟我那时候我们刚订婚不久。
And I went to the doctor, and he diagnosed that I had stomach cancer.
所以我去见了医生，那医生诊断说我有胃癌。
In those days, when it was pronounced with cancer, there was not a whole lot that they could do for you.It was called the Big C, because it was almost certain that you were going to die.
在那当时医术没那么发达，所以你当你被诊断说有癌症的时候，可以说是宣布你死刑了。
The technology and the medicine is so far advanced now.
在这个医疗技术现在已经非常发达。
But in those days, all they could do was prepare me to send me back to the States to the VA hospital, the Veterans Hospital, to wait out my time to die.
所以那时候他们所能做就是送我回那个基地军事医院，然后让我去等死。
So after I had received that diagnosis, of course, I was very sad and upset, and I went to my fiance and I told her.I would understand if you want to call it off.
所以我当我听到这个诊断的时候，我很难过，也很愤怒。那我就去跟我未婚妻讲说我了解，如果你想要跟我们这个，我们要离把这个婚事告结的话
break the engagement. Yeah. And she said there was no way that I was going to get rid of her that easily.
那她说没有那么容易就把我甩开的。
So again, she fasted and prayed for me.
所以再次的，她为我进食祷告。
She asked the members of the Dadong Church to pray for her, for me. Dadong.
她求那个，她请大同教会的同龄为我代祷。
And it was about a month later that I went back because I was to have more blood tests, X-rays and blood tests to be sent to. The VA hospital in Florida because that was my home where I lived.
所以我再一次一个月以后，我再一次的回到医院做诊断，然后抽血检查，然后把这个检查结果送到这个退伍军人的医院。
And when they took the test, you know, let me mention something first is that my mother had passed away from the same cancer when I was 4 years old.
让我跟大家分享说。我四岁的时候，我的母亲也因为这个一样的这个胃癌而过世。
And so when they took the blood test and started doing the paperwork, they came to realize that the cancer was gone.
所以当他们做这个检查的时候，然后做这个血液检查，就发现说这个癌症已经不在了。
The tumor was completely gone.
这个肿瘤已经没有了。
At that time, again, I was not a member of the church.
在那时候，我还不是教会的信徒。
I was a Catholic.
我是一个天主教的信徒。
But I didn't really grasp what was happening then.
但是在那时候，我并不是很了解发生了什么事。
I didn't understand at that moment that it was God working with me.
我并不清楚说那时候就是神在跟我同工。
Many times in our life, things happen that we don't understand.Why God is allowing those things to happen.
有时候在我们人生发生很多事，我们并不了解说神为什么让那些事发生在我们身上。
But it's not until later when we look back.
直到事情发生以后，我们回头看。
That we can see the hand of God guiding us every step of the way.
我们可以看出说神如何的一步一步的带领我们的脚步。
Through the valleys.
直到这个低地。
And up on the mountain.
或是到到高山。
My faith, the reason I'm in this church is because my faith is not built upon my wife, my wife's faith.
我之所以还留在这个教会，是因为我今天这个信仰并不是建立在我的太太身上。
It is not because my faith is built upon the brothers and sisters in the church.
并不是我的信仰是建在教会的弟兄姐妹身上。
My faith is built in the one true God.
我的信仰建在这个真正的神上。
It is upon the one true God who loves me and who has established himself in my heart.
因为是这个真神爱我，他真神已经在我心中成形。
Who has proven himself to me time and time again.
因为他再一次再一次的证明。
I could go on for a few days, perhaps, with all the testimonies and the blessings that myself and our family has received.
我甚至可以讲几天都讲不完，我从神那里得到很多的恩典。
But you know, in this...Time in the world, Satan is working very hard, extremely hard to discourage us.
但是现在当今现在这个时代，撒旦的工作非常的厉害，要让我们要不要让我们有这个信仰。
To try to pull us away from the mission that God has set before us.
他要我们脱离，走，我们要走神的这个道路上面。
There's an old story.
有一个故事这么说。
There was a man who loved God very much.
有一个人非常的爱神。
And he had a good family.
他有一个很好的家庭。
A good business.
有一个很好的事业。
And he was very happy in his life.
他对他生活很满意。
But then one day he came home from work and he found his house empty.
但是有一天他从工作回来，看见他家都是空空的。
He found a note that his wife had left him, said she was tired of marriage and took the children and she left.
他回来看到一个他太太留下一个单子说他对他的婚姻很不满意，他已经带着孩子离开了。
And so this man became very depressed.
所以这个人就非常的沮丧。
He began drinking.
他开始喝酒。
He was drinking so much that he lost his business.
他开始酗酒，他就失去他的这个事业工作。
So he decided to give up on God and instead give his life to Satan.
所以他决定说放弃神，把这个生命给魔鬼了。
So he goes out on the street and he's walking all over the streets trying to find Satan.
所以他就开始在街上走，寻找，想要找这个撒旦。
He can't find him.
他找不到。
He thought, this is very strange.
这很奇怪啊。
So as he's walking down the street, he passes by his church.
所以他在走的时候，刚好经过他的教会。
He said, well, I'm kind of tired, so maybe I'll just go in and sit down for a while.
有点累了，那我就干脆进入这个会堂里面坐着休息一下吧。
So he sits in the last pew.
所以他坐在最后一排。
And he looks next to him, and there's Satan.
所以他看在右边，嘿，怎么撒旦坐在我旁边？
Satan, what are you doing here?
他说，撒旦啊，你坐在这里做什么？
I've been out in the street looking all over for you.
我在外面一直找你啊。
And Satan said, they already belong to me.
我说，那些外面都是属于我的了。
You see, it's in the church sometimes that Satan will work the hardest.
有时候是在教会里面，神会撒旦会变本加厉，更厉害的。
He doesn't have to worry about those non-believers or those who are out in the street or those who are holding to false teachings.
对那些不是教会的信徒，在外面的或是已经离开真道的，他并不需要下什么功夫的。
He has to work the hardest where God's truth is being preached.
但是他要在那个真道所传的地方要加倍的工作。
Where God's people are working the hardest to bring the gospel message to the world.
因为神的信徒，神的工作在加紧的要想要把这个神的福音传开来。
He works in the church, he works in the family, he works in society.
他在教会工作，他在家庭里面工作，他在社会里面工作。
And if we want to learn how to keep our faith climbing up that mountain,
所以如果我们要维持我们信仰，要如何让我们信仰能爬这个更高的山的话，
we need to learn to separate our emotions from our faith.
我们要学习把我们的情绪跟我们的信仰分开。
Are we going to have hurt feelings in the church?
我们是否会在教会觉得说受伤呢？
Most definitely.
一定会有的。
We are human.
我们是人啊。
Of course, we try to love one another.
当然我们会尝试着爱彼此相爱。
But it's inevitable that someone is going to get hurt.
但是无可避免的，有时候我们受到伤害。
But take that hurt to the Lord in prayer.
但是把那个伤害拿到主耶的面前祷告。
Getting on our knees as often as we can will help our faith to grow stronger.
然后常常的跪下来祷告，会让我们的信仰提升。
And always remember that no matter what goes on in the world.
然后记得说，不论世界上发生什么事。
We must stay focused on Jesus Christ.
我们要专注于这个主耶稣上。
Do not get caught up in the wind and the waves.
不要让外面的风浪而影响我们。
Whether it's the economy,
不论是经济上的。
Whether it's the oil prices,
或者是石油的危机。
The stock market,
或者是这个经济上。
The earthquakes, the tsunamis,
或是这海啸。
No matter what it is,
不论是什么。
Those are the winds and the waves.
那些都是外面的风浪。
Stay focused on the one true God.
我们只能专注于真神。
Stay in the one true ark.
专注于这个末世的方舟。
And remember that the great prize that waits ahead of us.
等着我们这个宝贵的神要给我们的。
And that's to be able to one day hold the hand of Jesus Christ.
有一天我们要抓住神的手，主耶稣的手。
God is still in control of this world.
神还是掌握在这个世界的。
Sometimes he's going to push us to our knees.
有时候他们会推着我们。
Don't resist.
不要抵抗。
But instead give in.
但是要让着主耶稣牵着我们。
Until he hears your prayer.
直到说他听。